In great suffering, things happen against our will, which is what makes for suffering. In today's gospel story, what captured my attention was the woman whose spirit had crippled her for 18 years. She shows up at the synagogue. Jesus sees her, calls her, and says, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and praised God. Questions and thoughts I had were, how deep and painful was this for her? To be bent over like this, walking like this. Was there anyone in her life to help her bear her load? How old was she? What had happened in her life that were the cause for this crippling spirit? What view of the world would she have, being bent over and not able to stand up straight? Had she grown bitter and resentful during this time? Or did her transformation of pain take her into a path of softening of heart and growing closer to God? And what does this action of Jesus say to us about God? The woman enters. She doesn't ask to be cured, but Jesus saw her, calls her over, and says, "Woman, you are set free." I would invite you to think about a moment when you were in deep pain or suffering. What was it that crushed or wounded your spirit? What questions and thoughts did you have? What accompanied you in that situation? Which path did you find yourself on as you journeyed? Was it a path of resentment and bitterness? A transformation of pain into a softening of the heart, which received gifts of wisdom, understanding, deeper sense of compassion? Was it a combination of both, or a cycle of both? I invite you to take deep breaths, four as you inhale, four as you exhale, as you ponder any pain or suffering in your life, or as you ponder suffering and pain in someone else's life. Four deep breaths, four as you inhale, four as you exhale. Our Lord Jesus reached out and healed the woman who had the spirit that stopped her from living life to the fullest. As we read scripture, we see that Jesus healed many others as a sign of the reign of God come near and sent the disciples to continue his work of healing with prayer, the laying on of hands, and the anointing. So I invite you today to share with each other God's love embodied in this community of faith. One example would be this. I ask Allie to come up, please. I'll invite you to turn to your neighbor, and if you so desire, this isn't a requirement, it's just an opportunity. And if you so desire, share a thought or two of your suffering, and then receive a blessing from each other using the words found in the outline that is in that bulletin outline right by the sermon. So I'll give you, and Allie and I will model it for you. Again, it's not a requirement. It's a sign of how we too as Christ's disciples are called to go forth and minister to those that are in pain or suffering. And sometimes it's just a listening ear, but this is one option. So, Allie, are you okay if I make the sign of the cross on your forehead?
Yes.
Okay. Allie, in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, be strengthened and filled with God's grace that you may know the healing power of the Spirit. Amen. And Allie, I'd like to share a suffering with you that I've had. Someone that I know is really struggling with some heart issues. And so I'd like to lift that person up as you pray a blessing over me. And Allie is going to use a sign of the cross that isn't actually touching me. Sorry.
Pastor Rita, in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, be strengthened and filled with God's grace that you may know the healing power of the Spirit.
Amen. Thank you. So please, at this time, I invite you to turn to your neighbor if you so desire and give each other a blessing. Do you want to do your mom? Bill, would you like to receive a blessing? Would you like to receive a blessing? Would you like hands or just... Yeah, okay. Bill, in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, be strengthened and filled with God's grace, that you may know the healing power of the Spirit. I encourage you in your daily walk with our Lord to continue to find ways to reach out to people, to offer Christ's healing presence to those who cross your path. And let us pray. Living God, through the blessing of each other, grant comfort and suffering to all who need healing. When we are afraid, give us courage. When we are afflicted, give us patience. When dejected, give us hope. And when alone, assure us of the support of your holy people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.